In a world where demons rule, from opulent courts and magic pulses through hidden realms, Prince Envy faces an unprecedented crisis. His subjects are falling prey to a mysterious memory fog, forgetting their names, purposes, and even their own identities. When one of his most trusted advisors dies dramatically upon his throne, gasping out what seems like nonsense, same lie lilac, Envy deciphers the anagram, Camilla Elise. This mortal artist holds the key to a deadly game orchestrated by the Fae Overlord Lennox, a contest where failure means the complete destruction of Envy's realm. The rules are brutally simple. 3 chances to solve each clue, no magic allowed, and every move bound by a truth spell reporting directly to the feared King of Chaos. As Envy watches his advisor's body dissolve into ash, he acknowledges the cold truth. The game that will either save or destroy everything has begun. Miss Camilla Antonius, a talented artist in Waverly Green, hides a dangerous secret. Following her father's death and subsequent financial ruin, she began creating forgeries for Lord Vexley, who now blackmails her. When a striking stranger with emerald eyes enters her gallery requesting she paint the hexed throne, Camilla refuses immediately. This is Envy in his human disguise as Lord Ashford Sinton, moving with predatory grace and studying her with unsettling intensity. After escaping Vexley's party together, Envy and Camilla strike a bargain, his silence about her forgery in exchange for 2 truthful answers. Their verbal sparring leads them through a secret tunnel beneath her father's studio, filled with doors leading nowhere, mirroring the deception between them. When Envy proposes a carnal arrangement for her artistic services, Camilla's desire turns to fury. I'd sooner make a deal with the King of Demons himself, unaware that Envy's brother Wrath holds that very title. Desperate to escape Vexley's escalating threats and violence, Camilla confronts Envy at his estate, discovering he's stolen the painting as leverage. When she reveals Vexley's violence, Envy's murderous reaction is stopped only by her shocking revelation. If he dies, so does my father. Envy's magnificent masquerade ball serves a calculated purpose, identifying other players in Lennox's deadly game. For Camilla, arriving in an ethereal gown of white tulle with silver sparkles, the evening represents a turning point. When Lord Gari attacks her in the hedge maze, demanding her locket and holding a dagger to her heart, she stabs him in self-defense. Envy finds her trembling in shock, using magic to heal her injuries and clean her bloody dress. Their moment of vulnerability is interrupted when lords discover them in a compromising position, threatening Camilla's reputation. Envy offers an unexpected solution, pretending to be betrothed until the scandal passes. This arrangement would protect her from Vexley while potentially helping locate her father's mysterious key. That night, Envy sneaks into her bedchamber, transforming their conversation into seduction when he blindfolds her with her rogue sash and pleasures her until she reaches a shattering climax, only to disappear afterward, establishing his pattern of intense intimacy followed by emotional withdrawal. As Camilla begins painting the hex throne, dark magic pulls her into a trance where she discovers the throne is sentient and considers itself a game master. Time flickers around the painting. An hour for her becomes 2 days in the outside world. When shadows pour from the canvas and painted flames crackle like real fire, Envy positions himself protectively as the painting unleashes chaos. In the aftermath, Camilla confronts him about his true identity as the Prince of Envy. Despite her anger at his deception, she still feels drawn to him. Meanwhile, Envy returns to his realm to find his court devastated by the memory fog. The once vibrant House of Sin stands eerily silent and empty. In a blood-splattered chamber, he discovers Lady Cassius, who no longer recognizes him or her murdered husband and has killed their infant triplets in her madness. This devastating scene reveals the true cost of failure, innocent lives hang in the balance. The crescent shallows, magical waters forcing truth from all who enter, become the setting for Camilla and Envy's most honest exchange. Stripped of all manufactured items, they wade in where Camilla confirms his desire for her and his court's danger. They share a tender dance in the water, revealing vulnerability beneath Envy's princely facade. Later, Wolf, a mysterious white-haired fae, encounters Camilla alone and reveals their past connection, attempting to persuade her to join the Wild Court. During this conversation, Camilla acknowledges, "I may be fae, but that doesn't make me part of your court." The full truth emerges when she confronts her father, the unseelie king Lennox. When she accidentally says please, an insult to unseelie royalty, Lennox violently slashes her head with his talons, destroying her glamour and revealing her true unseelie nature. The final confrontation occurs in the Wild Court's throne room, where Lennox reveals his plan to use the Silverthorn Key, which Camilla unknowingly helped create, to open a gateway to the human world. Despite learning Camilla's true identity as an unseelie princess, Envy makes his choice. He unleashes his full power, knowing he has only minutes before losing control of his court. Magnificent emerald wings burst from his back, each feather gleaming like jade with razor-sharp edges. Camilla stands with Envy against her father, wielding an iron sword that burns her fae skin. When Lennox attempts Envy's killing blow, Camilla intervenes, creating the opening Envy needs to drive his blade through the unseelie kin's heart. Afterward, Envy gifts Camilla a silver door with an emerald heart-shaped lock connecting directly to her father's art studio in Waverly Green. This creation honors her human ties while symbolizing how their love bridges worlds. In an art studio within House Envy, their creative attempt transforms into passionate expression. When Camilla confesses her feelings, Envy, master of deception, speaks pure truth, perhaps for the first time, committing himself to her from now until forever fucking more. Through rich world-building and complex characters, this dark fantasy weaves a tale where demons embody the seven deadly sins, fae politics divide between courts, and mortals become pawns in ancient games of power. Envy's transformation from seeing humans as temporary diversions to recognizing the value of genuine connection reflects a deeper understanding of what constitutes strength. Camilla's journey from believing herself human to embracing her unseelie heritage parallels her growth from being manipulated to claiming agency in her own story. Their relationship evolves from mutual suspicion to passionate attachment, tested by betrayals and conflicting loyalties. The door between realms symbolizes their unique bond. She needs both her mortal connections and fae heritage to be complete, while he discovers that true power comes not from manipulation, but from vulnerability. In this world where sin is power and deception is currency, their genuine connection becomes the most precious magic of all.